didn't sign up with with Josh Zlotnick. So, please raise your hand. So please come to him after Shir to sign your name with him. Okay. We have with us another important announcement. Rabbi Chaim Sulhanik is here, and he would like to discuss an opportunity of Night Seder, which he is involved with, which sounds could be very kedai for you, so please give him your attention.
Hi, I'm Frank Sulhanik. I just need 1 minute. During Night Seder, I assume many of you guys are committed to learning as many Night Seders during the week as possible. So I noticed that during Night Seder over the past couple years, so a lot of guys learn, but everybody kind of learns their own thing. Like a guy learns the Chavrusa, but the guy next to him learns something else, and the guy down at the table over there is learning something else, and it becomes a little hefker. So I thought that it might be a little beneficial to have a chabura of guys who are committed to all learning the same thing, probably another parak as well, Basra, and the guys would all sit together, and each guy, each chabrusa would benefit from the guy sitting to his left, to his right, and it would be more of a feeling of chabura instead of just being a big base medrash, just a lot of guys learning whatever they're going to learn. And I think if we can get a good group of guys from this year and possibly from other shiur and whoever's interested, it would be a great opportunity, I think, to have the guys get together and learn something. During the regular 8 to 10, it's not a bigger commitment than anybody who decides they want to learn Night Seder. And I think it would be a great opportunity for any guys who are really looking to fine-tune their skills, to learn Gemara Rash Tosis or Rashban Tosis, and really not to go beyond the daf, but just to learn, know how to learn a Kiyas Seder on their own and how to learn a Tosis on their own. And obviously you get some of that from the morning, but I think it's also beneficial to have some opportunity to kind of have a Seder on your own, but have guys around you who are supporting and being mechazik that Seder. And I'd be there to answer any questions if they came up, or it's just for the benefit of the guys themselves. So you can look for me. I'll be in the new base medrash every night, 8 to 10. I'll be roaming around looking for guys to see who's interested. And you can look for me, or I can look for you. Thanks a lot.
Good. Okay, everyone's very good. Okay, so the plan of action, I think it's a good idea for those that are interested. Okay, today I'd like to continue Cheskes Sabbatim. We'll have at 2 o'clock. This Sunday will be the first Sunday Bez Hashem Halacha Shiurim. We're going to be starting with Inyonim of Birkas Kohanim, which is always an interesting topic, especially now that Yom Tovim are coming and we are involved in Birkas Kohanim many different times during these Yom Tovim, so it would probably be good night to get a feel of what Birkas Kohanim is all about. So that's what we're going to begin. We'll have to see. There are only going to be 2 Sundays till Sukkot, believe it or not. This is this Sunday, and then next Sunday I have a wedding out of town, so the Sunday after, and then there's a Sunday after, but then it's Erev Yom Kippur, and it's a the Sundays, they're not so many, so we'll have to see how we'll work things out. But at least this, starting with this Sunday, Chavrusa at 9 o'clock till 11:30, then the Shir 11:30 to 1. We're starting with Inyone Birkas Kohanim, Shias Kohanim. Okay, yesterday we began learning Cheskes Habatim. And we discussed the idea of the Cheskes Raya, that if somebody purchased a field and now he's living on the field or he's living in the house, and and the previous owner says it's my field. Meaning I'm not just the previous owner. I was the previous owner. I'm the owner now also. And he said, no, you sold it to me. So if he could produce a shtar, they get a shtar, and where it says that you bought it, then of course you bought it. Nothing to talk about. But the whole discussion over here in the Mishnah is that the shtar is lost. The shtar is lost. So you can't find the shtar. So if the shtar is lost, so what do? So then you're up the creek. So then the other guy's going to win. The only time you'll win is if you were living on the field for 3 years and the other fellow did not contest. So the question is, what does it mean 3 years? Does 3 years have to be 3 full years? What about partial years? So the Gemara here, the Mishnah here rather, makes a distinction between a Sode Habal and Sode Beis HaShalchin. And the Beis HaShalchin is constantly irrigated, so therefore you have to have constantly be harvesting and doing things in the field for those 3 years. And the Sode Habal, you don't have to, because it's only going to have a crop once a year, because Sode Habal is rainwater. So rainwater doesn't come all the time. So Mela, there's not going to be constant harvests throughout the year. There'll be one rainy season and there'll be a harvest then. So then you don't have to be constantly be planting and harvesting throughout the year. As long as you did it once a year for 3 years, then you showed that you're the Baal HaBayis. Okay. So we did the whole Mishnah yesterday. So let's learn a little bit the Tosus on this Mishnah. And then I'd like to, not today, but to get to the first packet, which broadens our horizons regarding these in Yonim. The Tosus says, Cheskei Abatim Veis Abatim Perish Ribar Mordechai Tadisnam Perk Chomer V'Kodesh Ovru Hagitos V'Abatim. Okay. So, what is Gemara Chagiga? You have Gemara Chagiga? The last parak of Chagiga. Chagiga is a fascinating masechta. You want to learn Bekiyas? Chagiga is a good masechta. The end of Chagiga is all about Tuma Vatara. All about Tuma Vatara. Because today it's not so Nogeya. Today we're not going into, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not eating Truma. So Tuma Vatara today is not so Nogeya. But Bisman. Sorry. Bisman HaMikdash was very Nogeya. Meaning you couldn't just sit down on a chair, Bisman HaMikdash, because who knows who sat before you. Today, who cares who sat in this chair before me? You can have, who cares, whoever sat in the chair before me. So, but Bisman HaMikdash, you had to know, because maybe, Azov was in the chair before you, and now you're going to sit in the chair, you're going to become Tommy. So, okay, so now, so that's the discussion. Now, the discussion in the Mishnah Hagiga is about Ame Ha'aretz. There's a concept of Am Ha'aretz. We know, we use that colloquially all the time. You know, this guy's an Am Ha'aretz, you know. And so today we use it for people who are not so learned. People refer to them as Am Ha'aretz. And Bisman Ha in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, it refers to people who aren't so necessarily scrupulous in certain things, like Betumba Vatara, taking Trumbus and Mysus. You know, they're not as scrupulous, or not as careful. So the question is, if somebody comes to me, say, gives me a bottle of wine, and says that it's tahar. So if he's a yid with a, you know, long white beard and white socks and bukule, you know, he says, you know, so certain people have nemanus, certain people don't have nemanus. In other words, if he's going to tell me that it was made, you know, batara, that all the people that touched the wine were all tahar, and there's no tumah. So if you drink the wine, then you can go to the Beis HaMikdash later in the day. You don't have to worry. So Amei Aretz are usually not believed because they're not so scrupulous in making sure. First of all, also the receptacles that you put the wine in have to be tahar. If they're tamei, then the wine becomes tamei. So the question is, so if an Am Haaretz comes to my Shabbos table with a bottle of wine and says, this is tahar, is he been believed? So the Mishnah says that there's a distinction between Shas Hagitos and not. Now, there was a certain time of the year that they used to press the wine. So apparently, that time of the year, when the wine was being pressed, everyone was noheg to make sure that the kelim were tahar, even the amaretz. So, but later in the year, when they weren't pressing, they just had excess wine from early in the year, so then people were not as careful. So if an Am Haaretz comes to me during the season of the pressing season, when the grapes were being pressed, those months of the year that the grapes were being pressed, and he comes to me and says that it's tahar, so I can believe him. But the Mishnah says, Avru Hagitos Zahabadim, but if the time of the year that Gitos is again the press of the grape and Badim is the pressing of the olive, if that time of the year passed by and now this Am Haaretz comes to my house and he brings me a bottle of wine of Truma, so I can't accept it for him. I can't accept it because that time of year there's no Nemanus. You can maybe wait till the next time they press and there's Neman's then, but that's he's not Neman, and we assume that it's tahar. Okay, that is the the Mishnah. So what's the point? Okay, so the Mishnah is discussing certain times a year we assume that even the Am Haaretz is believed and that he's retired as Caleb, and certain times of the year not. But the fact that this Tosis, it's interesting that you see the Bekiyas of Tosis. When Tosis was learning Baba Basra, it flicked in their head, the Mishnah in Chagiga. Because those days, you know, people learned a lot of Gemara. They used to cover 500 blot a year. So they had everything in front of them. So then when you learn the Bava Basra, so you'd flick in your head, when did it come up, Gitos? Mishnah in Chagigah. So Tosis points out that there seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah Bava Basra and the Mishnah Chagigah. Why so? Because let's look in our Mishnah in Bava Basra. What does it say? Kesas abatim, habor shichim v'amor, so shum lum, Ubeis Abadim. Ubeis Ashalchim. So you need 3 years. Okay? 3 full years. Why? Because anything that's usually used for the whole year, so to show that you're a balabayis, you have to have used it the full year. So since the base habadim and the base gitos were always being used, because people were always pressing wine, pressing grapes, and they were always pressing olives, so it was always being used. It was a constant usage. So then what? So then you need, if you want to have a chazaka, you have to use it constantly throughout the 3 years. But for the Mishnah Chagiga, by the fact that the Mishnah says Ovru Hagitos, that means, what does that mean, Ovru Hagitos? That means that there was a point, time of year that you press, and the time of year that you don't press. Time of year that press, the time of year you don't press. Because that's Ovru. Ovru means that season of pressing is no longer here now. We passed it. So now the Amoraim is not believed. But the question is, what about our Mishnah here? Our Mishnah here says they were always pressing. So there's no concept of Ovru Hagitos. Because they were always pressing. So that's the question. Mamash Astira between the two Mishnais. Because the implication of the Mishnah in Chagiga is they weren't always pressing. They were pressing at a certain time of the year. Then it's trying to say, Ovru Hagitos. Rabban. So let's see Tosus. Peish Ribar, Mordechai, Dhadisnam Perk, Chomer Bakodesh. Ovru Hagitos, Vabadim, Demashma, Sheishlehem, Zman Kavua. That means that there was a Zman Kavua for pressing, and Ovru means that time passed. Which is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says it lumps together Besabatim, Boroshichim, Moros, Besabadim. That needs 3 full years. The Master Sheshlam Zman Kavu, Hainu Sharova Olam Dorchim, Az Mzman Lakita. Aval Yesh Bnei Odom Shematznim, Kol Hashona, Dorchim, Bimaat Maat. So Tosa says that it means like this, that most of the time, most people, in other words, he's trying to say there's no contradiction between the Mishnah. Because one Mishnah implies, again, the Mishnah Chagiga implies that pressing wasn't done the whole year. The Mishnah in Bava Basra applies that it was. So the answer is that most people, soon as they would harvest the grape or harvest the olive, they would immediately take it to the press and press. So that's what it means, Ovru. Ovru means the main season for doing it. But then, there are people that don't press right away, that they take it and they put it in storage. When they harvest the grape, or harvest the olive, they put it in storage and they use it later in the year. So Mamela, so there is a concept of using Beis Habadim the whole year. That's because some people do it that way. Most people do it right away. So from the perspective of most people, it's shy to speak about a pressing season which passed. But on the other hand, there are people that are doing it constantly. So from their perspective, they're doing it the whole year. So Mela, there's no contradiction. There is, the Beis Habadim is being used the whole year by some people. But by most people, it's done one time during the year, and therefore it's time to speak about the pressing season. So, what's the obvious question? Right. So, Harry, and I assume you were going to ask as well, is why is Chazaka following the Miyat? Does someone have the Kol Shiurim here from on the Rabbanon? Because why would we want to follow the Miyat? Shouldn't we follow the Rov? In other words, shouldn't it be enough to have a Chazaka on the Beis Abadim one time a year, because most people only process it one time a year. Whereas based on the Mishnah Chagiga, you're saying that most people use their base, because there's one time a year that the grapes are harvested and then they're pressed that time. So why should I need a Chazaka for throughout the whole year? Shouldn't it suffice just having a Chazaka for that once the main season? If the Rove is just one time a year, so that should be sufficient. Well, okay, so let it be a cooler. Let it be a cooler. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. When it came to the Stei HaBaal, right? When it came to the Stei HaBaal, so what do we say about the Stei HaBaal? Since it only gives fruit once a year, so as long as you harvest it once a year, that's sufficient. So what do you say about that? But then, in other words, this is a chiyuv to do it this way. Right, but in other words, you're saying it's a safeguard, but I'm asking back, in other words, how should the halacha have been established? It was in a chanavi, but what if he didn't do the safeguard? Then we're saying he's penalized. Why? Can he say I'm following the rove? Yeah, but everyone's doing it in their own, with their own press.
So there's nobody showing ownership.
No, in other words, a person is using the press, and he's claiming it's his press. And then the guy before says, no, it's my press. And the other guy says, no, I bought it from you. And the rye that I bought it from you is I've been using it for the past 3 years, and I've been using it for the past 3 years for the whole year.
So I'd say that the show creator can be a pilot to choose to do the normal thing.
What?
The show creator can be a pilot to choose not to do the normal thing.
Like, what's the normal thing?
The normal thing is everybody does that after one season.
Right.
The show like his could be the
right. In other words, you're strengthening the question. He's strengthening the question. In other words, why should you...
No, I think that's what you're trying to say. Why it's better this way? Because as a owner, I can choose to do it this way.
To do it...
To do it the entire year round. Not normal practice, but I own it. I can do that.
But now we're saying that it's only considered a raya of your ownership if you did it the whole year for 3 years. Right, but why should that be? Why should we require that for a chazaka? A guy could say, "I did the normal thing. I'm the owner, and the raya is I did it. I pressed once a year, twice a year, and I'm doing the normal thing. That should show ownership." You want to say that you have to show? Why should I have to show more ownership than the norm? I don't have to be better than the norm. I just have to be the norm. Right, in other words, why should he say, well, it's not a raya that you were the bialim because you didn't do it 3 full years.
Right?
So it was making him to do something. Why should he have to do? I understand, but maybe he's not such a lamdan. In other words, he should just be functioning normal, and then the Torah will say, "Yeah, you function normal." So, it's not like everyone learned Perek Cheskes about him. You know, the guy did learn Perek Cheskes about him. So if you didn't learn Perek Cheskes about him, you won't be able to own anything. But you just act normal. Well, normal violence should be. Yeah, you should have kept your star. You shouldn't have been so careless. You see, you guys are assuming that, oh, he learned the halacha, so now he has to follow the halacha. It's not like a halacha that you learn the halacha. It's that, is it? Okay, yeah. Maybe. Anyone else want to suggest?
It's not that we're going after the computer, it's just that we use the gala, the fact that we waste a lot and we've done that way. It's not like we're going bust with you. It's that the view
right, but
the fact that that's how we waste a lot
But why should we? Okay, it could go that way, fine. But why should it be there for a requirement? Why should we say that it's sufficient if the normalcy is to do it once or twice a year? So that should be sufficient.
Totally. By the base of Baal, that's how it's done.
And the base of Baal is also how it's done normally for most people. So there are people who keep the fruit the whole year. Is that if you lose your star, so now you better do this. Or is it, that would be telling you, if you lose the star, so this is a Well, we'll have to see whether this did. Like, maybe we'll have to see, is it Takhanat Rabban? Maybe it's a Takhanat. This is what some of you are suggesting. Maybe it's a Takhanat Rabban. So, once you lose your star, so you're gonna get wiped off now. Because now the guy's gonna say it's mine, and then you have no proof. So the Chacham would say, okay, we'll let you, if you live on the land, this, but you have to do it like in equivalence. But it's like we're telling you, you have to do more than the norm here. Because what you were saying, Oman Shai and others were saying, that since anyway, it's already shaky now. Hey, a guy says he bought it and he doesn't have a deed of ownership. So now the only way he's going to prove that his ownership is that he was living there, so maybe he has to like live there, you know, holidays. See, when it comes to Sfei Baal, so there's no opportunity to do more. It only comes once a year. And here, there's an opportunity to really cover tourism. It's part of the pshat in Tosis is that he's saying that you have to. You know, it's not that. It's like you're coming to the rabbi and say, "I lost my shtar. What should I do now?" So just say, "Stay on the land. If you want to stay on the land, if you won't contest, it'll be yours. If you will contest." And in a panami, you lose out. And I don't want to say it serves you right because you took the L's. I don't know if you can call that, but So you have to do it like from what Tosfos will say later, achila chashuva. And it's not enough that you're following the norm. I mean, that's what comes out of the Tosfos. You see, the simple way of answering Tosfos Kasha, what's the simple way of answering Tosfos Kasha? Well? You see, you know the famous Yisod, I think Shas Kohen quotes from Rav Chaim Golodzhin. Shas Kohen, from Yeshua Kohen. He wrote a book, Kerem Yeshua. He knows Shas. So he says, there's a fundamental machlok. You see, when Tosis views Shas, Tosis has the law, what do you call it? The law of unification of Shas. Sounds good. The law of unification of Shas. What does that mean? That means you try to get all of Shas in sync with each other. So if there's one Mishnah in Chagiga that seems to say one thing, and one in Bava Basra seems to say another thing, you gotta mesh it together. So this is how you mesh it together. The Chagiga is talking about the rove of people, and in Bava Basra, he's saying you have to follow the mir of people. But maybe the simple way of saying it, no. That they were talking about two different times, two different situations. Maybe in some communities that was this way, some communities that way. Not that the rove. In other words, in a chanami, the rove did it the whole year in those communities. And maybe it weren't that time in history. You know, it could be talking about different places, different locations, different situations. In other words, who says when Mechuyev to shim the two together? It's only because, see, Tosfos does that all the time. Then he has to make a teretz to blend the two. And then it's a shtickle doichuk in Bava Basra here. That he's saying that Bava Basra is saying you have to follow the meat. It's a little bit doichuk. I'd rather say that Bava Basra is talking about the rove. And in the Chagiga, they're talking about another country, another community, that's the way they did it there. But in the communities he was talking about there, everyone did the whole year. And in his communities it was once a year. And there's no, we're not mechuyev to try to put these two together. And then, if that would be the case, then it's not shot that the Mishnah in Bava Basra is telling you to follow the Miyat. Because why should we follow the Miyat? Follow the Rav. Does anyone want to make any more comments on this? Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom, you know. No, that's the point. The Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom, because the assumption is that it's used the whole year. The Mishnah, that's the question. The Mishnah Chagiga says not used the whole year. So the answer is, most people don't use it the whole year. A minority of people do use it, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that for this case, you have to follow the minority, and you have to use it constantly like the minority of people do.
So the view that we're making is with the Beit HaVadi, if you were a type of person that did it only in the season, and you did three seasons, you didn't do it the whole year, you did three seasons, you not about the cut.
Right. That's where the Chor comes out from Tosis.
Can't be both.
That, in other words,
it can't be if you're a person who does it seasonal, then you need to do it three seasons, and somebody who does it for the whole year, they need to do it the whole year. For 3 years straight.
You're saying, what's your name?
Dov.
Dov is saying, maybe Tosis doesn't mean that you have to do it the whole. Maybe all Tosis means is that you, whoever you are, if you're from the people that do it the meat of the year, then you have to do it the meat of, then you just follow what you normally do. But in a Hanami, if you're from the people that do it then he wouldn't, Tosis wouldn't say you have to do it. In other words, I was learning Pshat that Tosis is saying that everyone has to do it the whole year. And the Chiddush is, since there are some people that do it, you have to follow those people. You're saying no. Who says that Tosis means that? Maybe Tosis just means that you have to follow the whatever you normally do. So if you're from the Rov people, then follow the Rov. If you're the Miyat people, the Miyat. Judah? No, but no. In other words, we said yesterday the whole Mishnah is karka. Beis Chabad is considered karka.
Right,
everything.
You use it every day. Every day. Even if you follow the Miyut in this case. So you're saying that you have to follow the Miyut because its din has to be like one that you constantly worship on. It's not that you're doing it three times a year, and that's considered a year. You have to follow the Miyut here. I'm not saying that we're saying that it falls on the top of the table, it falls on the karka, but the thing is like the top. You have to use it all day just because you need that performance.
I don't know. So you're saying what?
So I'm saying that it's
so which one do you want to say? How do you
want to say that it's a din of karka. It's a din similar to a karka. It falls in the category of karka, it's problem, and the finish is that you follow the view, and you need to constantly use it every single day, even though people don't do it that way, because you need to show ownership.
Right, that's what we said before, that you have to do. Right, that's what Shai was saying and others were saying. Okay. And then Dov suggested differently. Okay. Yeah, what does Noam Kasper say?
So, It says that the whole shul was a Peres Padir, right? That this includes everything that makes Peres Padir. So you might think like the guy who brings his, and was always constantly bringing his out, even though he's in the mid, you might think, oh, this really isn't something that's Padir. maybe the mission is coming to teach us that this guy is something that's other.
Which guy?
Well, this the guy who's in need. Because you might think that this place is not a place that doesn't need to teach other.
Okay, I am. Okay, Rabosa, you want to? Okay, Bez Hashem on Monday will continue. I'd like you to learn the next Tosis also. We have a packet ready to go. So, and Sunday Bez Hashem, Brikas Kohanim Part 1. And we'll start Chumash in a minute.